from friends to inspirational truths. A time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And I greet you, as always, in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. If He isn't yours, He wants to be. If He isn't yours, He can be. If He isn't yours, He came to be, the Word of God says in the book of Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Debbie and I are humbled that and honored that you decided to tune in this day with us, and we pray our time together will be a blessing. I've opened my Bible to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2. I'm going to be taking a verse or two of Scripture out of that passage for the message. But before I do that, Debbie's got a song she's wanting to do. The title of it is Freedom. We're getting ready to celebrate Memorial Day, and I believe the message and the music is appropriate. You listen,
he was,
I'll be back
just a young man, leaving home for the first time, leaving behind his wife, so young. Traveling across the foreign waters, even though he was scared, he was willing to go.
What a great job. How much truth is in that, friend? Listen, we live. We greatest, if not the greatest country on the footstool of Almighty God. But I believe today, and this is what the message is going to be about, I believe this. America needs to remember things that America has forgotten. America needs to remember things that America has forgotten. I know it's a long text. I know it's a long text, but I believe it's one that is fitting. I believe it's one that is appropriate. I believe it's one that we need to consider and we need to hear. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 2, I'm going to read verse 13 for the text verse. And I'll do my best to set the setting of this passage to show the parallel between Israel and America and to make the application that I believe God wants me to make in this message. Listen to what the prophet Jeremiah said. He said, and he was speaking now for God. That's what a prophet did. A priest in that day went to God for the people. He interceded for them. He got between God's people and God. If you remember, it was Aaron that went into the into the holiest of holies. That great high priest once a year as a representative of the entire nation of Israel, a prophet. A prophet was to come from God to God's people and give the Word of God. And listen to what this great prophet, this great weeping prophet, this man that prophesied with a broken heart said. He said, "For my people," in verse 13, "have committed two evils." And he's talking about the nation of Israel. "Now they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters," number one, "and hewed them out cisterns," number two, "which could hold, broken cisterns that could hold no water." I'm going to talk to you again today, and here's the text. America ought to remember what America has forgotten. America ought to remember what America has forgotten. This weekend that this radio program is playing, or the making of it originally at least, is known as Memorial Day weekend. It's the last weekend in May. That's what President Lyndon B. Johnson seemed like to me, assured that the last weekend in May would be the time that we'd celebrate Memorial Day. It's when we would remember our comrades who have fallen on the battlefield, those men and women who bravely and willingly wore the uniform of the United States of America and defended her country in whatever war that she has. It goes even all the way back to the Civil War and maybe even before. And I will tell you something, friend. There are some things that, listen, are detrimental to us. They will be even damning to us if we forget. And I don't know about you, as sad as it is to say, I'm afraid America has forgotten much of what she ought to remember. I'm afraid that many of this generation, this blessed generation, this spoiled generation, this generation that has prospered, this generation that is the me generation, this generation that feels like that it's owed everything that it gets without working, this generation, friend, that believes that we ought to give a trophy for everybody, that we ought to be entitled to anything and everything, especially those things that aren't ours. I'm going to tell you something, friend. Listen, we've already forgotten too much. Is it too late, preacher? I don't know, but I believe that we've gone the long way down the wrong way. And I'll tell you, friend, I believe it's a time for America to remember what America has forgotten. You know, it's dangerous to forget. It is absolutely dangerous to forget yesterday's blessings, yesterday's benefits, yesterday and how God has prospered us, how God has took care of us, how God has brought us from one place to another place, from, bless God, a place of not even existing to a place, friend, or where we prosper and are blessed. And that's what's happened to America today, just like it did to Israel. When God was speaking to Jeremiah, to the nation of Israel, a nation, friend, that He chose, a nation that He had delivered out of Egypt's bondage, a nation that He had brought through a wilderness, a nation that He had brought to the foot of Mount Sinai and espoused Himself to them, a nation that He had delivered time and again, a nation that He had blessed time and time again. A nation that He had delivered from the hands of the enemy. Oh, on so many different occasions. And yet they had come to a place where they were ready to go into a 70-year captivity under the Babylonians and then the Medes and the Persians, simply because and emphatically because they had forgotten the one true God. Even in this passage that precedes this verse 13 of chapter 2 of the book of Jeremiah, God said, "Hey, Jeremiah, ask them this. Have the nation changed their gods which are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit." God was saying to Jeremiah, "Hey, ask that people that know the one true God. What are they doing? What are they thinking? Why are they turning their back on me?" He is saying, "Have the nation changed their gods?" Boy, he was saying, "Look, those gods that they serve, those gods of the nation are no gods. They're the gods of man's making. They're the gods of man's imagination. But listen, you've known the one true God. You've known the Creator. You've known the Redeemer. You've known the Sustainer. And what in the world are you thinking? Giving up the one true God for those pieces of wood and stone and silver and gold?" Oh, listen, God is asking one of the deepest questions, the greatest questions worth considering that man has ever considered. What in the world are you doing? Have you forgotten me? Have you remembered? Do you not remember how I brought you out to bring you in so that I might bless you and bring you unto myself? Oh, God was begging through Jeremiah, a weeping prophet again, I say, to His people that He had espoused, to His people that He had blessed. Listen to what God says in verse 1. He said, "Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousal, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown." God said, "You may have forgotten what you were like in the wilderness. You may have forgotten what you were like when I first delivered you from the bondage of Egypt, but I haven't forgotten." Do you know what I believe? I believe God remembers how America started. I believe God remembers our forefathers, our pilgrims that at the risk of their life crossed the Atlantic Ocean with the desire to find a place unlike England where the church was ruled by the state. These pilgrims wanted to find a place where they could worship the one true God according to the liberties of the Spirit, according to the convictions of their heart, according to the Word of God. Hey, we may have forgotten what we started from. We may have forgotten the kind of country we are. We may have forgotten the kind of nations that our ancestors, our national forefathers have founded and forged. We may have forgotten that the Word of God was a principal part of everything we did, every decision that was made, every direction man went in America. Oh, listen, friend, I know Americans aren't perfect. I know our forefathers weren't infallible. I know they made many mistakes. I know that not all of them were believers, but even those that weren't were deists. And though they may not have been believers and Christians and professors of Christ as their Savior, listen to me, they had some common sense. They had, bless God, the ability to reason and understand that there is one true God. And even a man by the name of Benjamin Franklin said this, who was not himself a professed believer. He said, "Listen, if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without God knowing it, I doubt seriously that a nation can rise to any prominence without the hand and the blessing of God upon it." I'm telling you something, friend, listen. It may be that we've gone too far in America. It may be that we've gone too far in the fact that our land runs red with the blood of unborn children, in the fact that we have legalized things that God says are an abomination. We've gotten to the place that we no longer talk about immorality. We've gotten to the place in America that we pretty much become amoral. And oh, what a sad time that it is. God says, said, listen, you may not remember, but I remember. And I want you to know, friend, our judgment will be according to what God knows instead of what we think. Jeremiah goes on to say in verse 5, thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone from me and have walked after vanity and become vain. I want you to know that God's blessed America. We even sing that, do we not? Many times, God bless America, the land that I love. Hey, how many of you out there listening today, whether you're a believer or not, believe that Almighty God has blessed this land? Why, you might try to deny it, but bless God, you cannot. I'll tell you what, you sit down and you look at the nations that believe in the Bible, and they believe in the God of the Bible. You look at the nations, friend, that have tried to follow the precepts and the principles and the practices of the Word of God, which God Himself has set forth. And you know what? You can see a nation that's been blessed, but you let those nations turn from God, whether it be the nation of Israel, whether it be Germany itself, whether it be England and Britain, whether it be the United States of America. And I'm here to tell you, friend, listen, you'll see the anathema of God upon it. You'll see the judgment of Almighty God upon it. You'll see, friend, listen, people going from a place of prominence and power up to a place of disgrace and distress, a place of disease and death. And I'm telling you, friend, I'm telling you, hey, we've sinned with sins, that we have blamed God for this and blamed God for that. I'm going to tell you the truth. You can search God out all day. You can expend all of your life, your living, all of your power, your wealth, your prominence, your position, but you cannot find anything in God that's sinful, unrighteous, unholy, or unjust. I want you to know the Bible said, in Him is light, and there is no darkness at all. That means that God is white. He's clean and He's pure, and He doesn't have even one little speck of dirt or sin in Him. God, listen, God is not man, but yet He created man to be like God. Oh, how far short that we failed. Well, you say, preacher, where does the blame lie? Well, I'm not here to lay blame today. Let me read another verse from this passage and you decide. Verse 8. Listen to what God said, Jeremiah, tell my people. And He lifts up three different sects of prominent people in the society of Israel of Jeremiah's day. I'm going to make application to them, to people that occupy similar positions in America today. And He starts with the priest. He starts with His men. Starts with His people who ought to know the Word of God and therefore know the God of the Word. May I tell you something, sir, ma'am? May I say this as plainly and as unapologetically as I can, but may I speak the truth in love? I say this because I love America. I say this because I have a passion to see America turn back to God. I say it because I pray every day of my life. I try to pray, and I pretty much hit that mark, that God would send a revival in America. I understand that we've had two spiritual awakenings in our past. Is it too late for a new one? Is it too late for God to send another one before our destruction and before our judgment falls completely on us? I'm not sure, but I know as long as the throne's occupied by the one that bore the cross and was buried in a borrowed tomb, He's a God of grace and mercy, but He says the priest saith not. Where is the Lord and they that handle the Word or the law know me not? Oh, what a sad indictment upon the very priests that who were charged to know the Word of God, to take care of the Word of God, and to disseminate or give out the Word of God. How sad it was in that day for the priests who were to know God by knowing the Word of God and then teach the people about the God of the Word. Oh, I'm telling you, friend, listen, I believe that when we begin to change our Bibles and we began to take on any translation that that the world would puke out. I'm telling you, friend, there has been a steady decline in America, spiritually speaking. When we kicked God out of schools, when we kicked Him out of our courts, when we began to take down every vestige of a reference to the Word of God, the Ten Commandments, these great memorials of a day past of some grace or some great thing that God has done for us to mark it and to remember it. I'm telling you, America ought to remember some things that America has forgotten. And He said it starts with the preachers. My, I'm telling you, bless God, we need wholesale repentance going on in our churches, in the hearts and the lives of men who are supposed to be men of God. Listen, they need to tell the board, you do what you want, come hell or high water, I'm going to preach, thus saith the Lord. You can keep your money, you can reduce my salary, you can do whatever you think you must, but I'm going to be obedient to God and not to man. He said, now look, if that isn't all, he gets another group and he said, hey, what about the pastors who has also transgressed me? You know, the pastors I'm made to believe, as I understand reading after scholars and theologians, he's talking about rulers. He's talking about those men that God put in position of leadership. Now listen, we're not just talking about any nation. We're talking about the nation of Israel and that society. In that society, listen, there was a definite connection between who sat on the throne and what was going on in the tabernacle or the temple. Hey, I know we live in a place where church and state is separated, and it's not like they purport and teach today, but I want you to know this. Listen, we have had men who God had set up, and instead of being godly men, God-fearing men, oh, they've turned into something, friend, that is not good for America. Oh, I'm thankful for our president that we have now, and in the making of this program, the airing of this program, it's Donald Trump. Thank God for him and Mike Pence. Listen, I know there are a lot of questions about him, but let me tell you what I do like. There may be things I don't like about him, but I like what he's doing that's right for America. Do you hear me? He said even the pastors also transgressed against me. And watch, he said the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after the things that do not profit. Well, doesn't that sound like what goes off in a lot of pulpits in America today? Oh, I'm telling you, friend, listen, I believe we're living in the Laodicean church age, Revelation 3:14 and following. We're living in the time of the people's church, or the people, the church ruled by the people, or the church of the people's rule. That's what Laodicean means. And I want you to know, listen, you men that call yourself a part of the clergy, I don't like that word. I know what it means. I know who it includes. I know that it's proper to use in certain places at times. But I'll tell you, we don't need clergymen. We need men of God. Do you hear me? That'll climb Sinai. I get their message from God Almighty, and then I descend down in the valley where God's people are and declare lovingly and yet firmly, faithful and emphatically, thus saith the Lord. Well, I'm telling you, friend, listen, we've forsaken the one true God in America, have we not? Even there's a bunch of kids maybe out in California that walked out. Am I remembering right? Because they didn't want to say one under God in our Pledge of Allegiance. I know when that was put in. I've read on it. I know it's recent history, so to speak. But can I tell you something? Bless God. Listen, it was put in there so that men at a time when the world has gone mad could differentiate between the one true God of this universe, of the nation of Israel, and the nation called America, the United States of America, with good sense and good wisdom. They had it to pass through the Congress. and it was added to our pledge, to our flag. Our world's gone mad, friend. They've turned their back on God, and we've done it here in America in a sad way. And look at what He said. He said, look, here's what we've done. We've forsaken the one true God. That's the two things, the first of the two things we've done. And then we've used us out cisterns, broken cisterns that could hold no water. I'm going to tell you something, friend. Religion won't work. Bless God, man can make as many religions as you want, but it'll never meet man's needs. Academia won't do it. Social engineering won't do it. Open societal philosophies won't do it. But I'll tell you, a good dose of old time Holy Ghost, sky blue, rock bottom, heaven sent salvation will, and we need a move. We need a move spiritually in America that comes from heaven, that's led by the Holy Spirit, and a man of God who has been before God and comes with us with the message saying, thus saith the Lord. Hey, is there any hope? I don't know. But I'm going to keep praying. America needs to remember some things that America has forgotten. Until the next time, may God bless you richly.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ears. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.